Moncrief on News Talk.
If you text or message someone and they don't respond straight away, there could be various reasons for that. They're distracted or busy. They can say to themselves, I must reply to that, and then forget all about it. Or it could be that they couldn't be arsed, because it tends to always be the same people who are slow to respond. What does that say about them, or perhaps what they think about you? Niamh Delmar is a counselling psychologist. Afternoon, Niamh.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Might it mean something if a person, if it's always the same person and they always like take a few hours to respond or maybe even a day?
Well, it could be. I mean, it's a primary form of communication, but some people tend to disregard the conversational etiquette when it comes to texting. They mightn't even say hello to you or how are you? And it's boom in there. And then if you're receiving it, you could have your expectations and they have their expectations. Some people want instant gratification. They expect a reply very quickly. As you said there, they could be busy, leave it to later if there's time to respond, or they may not just be that, you may not be kind of high up on their list.
Yeah. Or they might want to think about it, to think about what they're going to say in reply.
Yeah, they might want the headspace to do that. It just depends how long it takes them to do that. And everyone has different expectations as the sender and the receiver. You know, you could have two friends and they're very casual about it. It's not a big deal. But you could have somebody else that would take it really personally and get really annoyed about it and start building up.
Yeah, that kind of particular etiquette doesn't seem to matter as much if it's a group chat. That it doesn't.
Exactly.
Everybody doesn't need to kind of chip in.
Exactly. And people are waiting for somebody else to do it or they'll come back to it later. But yeah, one to one. But as I say, if friends have that kind of unspoken rule, it's one thing. But people can take it as a sign of disrespect or that their time is not valuable. I mean, I suppose if we're going to take the time to think of somebody, send them a text, we kind of have a bit of a window of expectation when we should hear something back, depending on the content. I mean, if I'm just saying I'm here at the beach having a lovely time, I don't really expect too much. But if it's something about, can we organise that weekend? I need to know numbers to book it. Then it can get irritating if it's left drag on.
Yeah. But the people who tend to be slow about replying, no matter what you say to them, could it be that's just the way they are?
Absolutely. There's personality styles and communication styles come into it. But it's to weigh it up. I mean, what are they like in other areas of their life, of your life? Do they show up? Are they there for you? You know, do they make an effort in other areas? And then you kind of know, okay, it's just that they're bad texters. But if they're not really making any effort across all areas, you probably have to think about where you feature in their level of effort.
Because the odd thing, especially, you know, if they're on the younger side, that in most cases, they're glued to their phone constantly and they're communicating on all sorts of different platforms, but maybe just when it comes to a WhatsApp or a text, don't look at that.
Exactly. A lot of parents will say that they might get an emoji or no answer. You know, they're used to snaps. There's less conversational aspects going on with, you know, adolescents and younger people. It's quick and it's about photos and videos. So their kind of method of communication is quite different. Whereas if somebody might be, I don't know, they could be alone and they're living alone and they're really craving communication, you know, that could really matter to them to get a response quicker.
Yeah. One of our listeners says, people who expect an instant response will go down the line. They don't own me. There could be a bit of that to it.
Well, there could be as well, and depending on the attitude of what the person expects. But again, it is a bit looking at who is in your life, who are the senders, you know, who are you sending to or who are you receiving from and how much that matters. Some people are going to be text sensitive. And if you know somebody is, well, probably make a bit of an effort to just not leave them days waiting for a response.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is that for the people who tend to be slow, they always have this plausible deniability in the sense of, that's just the way I am. So you don't know whether it's something they think about you or that's just the way they are.
Exactly. And again, just to think about other areas. I mean, are they making an effort in other areas? Maybe they're always there for you. They're supportive. They meet up with you in person. Then you could kind of say, oh, well, okay, it's just the texting area isn't our thing, but everywhere else they're showing up for me.
Yeah.
But if it's across the board, well, then that could indicate something.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a mental grammar to this in that different people will look at different parts of their phones and say, if I get a message on Instagram, that's by definition more important than a text message.
Yes, and also the different methods of social media. Some might only require a like or thumbs up or, you know, whatever it might be. Whereas WhatsApp text requires a little bit more of effort and an answer to it as well. And also, you know, different contexts, you know, like dating is a different one. That'll have a different connotation to receiving and sending text messages than it might be for friends that are established for years or work.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose at work you can take the attitude of, am I inside or outside work hours? And, you know, how urgent is this text?
Yeah, and have that boundary around it like you would with emails. You know, people are entitled to their time off work, and if they're not in work, they're not in work. Now, everybody can be flexible and help as needed, but there has to be those boundaries around it. With regards to dating, people can start taking it very seriously and counting down days and checking their phone throughout the day and getting very involved, especially at the early stages, you know, to kind of ascertain, is this person interested in me or am I getting ghosted here?
Yeah. I mean, that my impression is that when that kind of dating texting thing is that there's a lot of game playing going on, and that people will go, well, I'm not going to text too soon. I don't want to appear too desperate. And then the other person's going, no, they should have replied to me within a day or 3 hours or whatever the hell it was.
Exactly. It's again those expectations and communication styles and interpretations. You know, somebody might need a lot of contact and they enjoy that. Another person, that's not their thing at all. And they just focus on meeting up. You know, but there's other people that will kind of want a lot of contact in between. So it's about kind of trying to see where the meat in the middle is, or where it's just a no-go and it's a red flag, like you're only getting the text messages at the beginning of dating at 12 o'clock on a Saturday night, you know, after somebody's been in the pub with a few drinks or something, you know. So then I think it's about not hanging out too long, holding out too long for that one.
Yeah, but then it sounds like people have a different etiquette and kind of assume that's the general etiquette, but it's not.
Yeah, because people, it is quite a me-focused culture. So people really are suiting themselves when they text. I mean, somebody might say that they're putting the kids to bed or they're in work at certain days and they've said it for years, but yet the other person, the mother or whoever it might be, still texts at those times. You know, so people tend to be much more self-centered when it comes to texting, about what suits me and when suits me to text, you know, and when suits me to respond. So, you know, all that etiquette and manners and, you know, basic politeness can kind of go out the door.
If, though, just going back to dating for a second, would it be completely nuts if you go out on a date with somebody and then during the course of that you say, this is what I expect texting wise?
Well, it's again, those early stages of dating are tricky, aren't they? I mean, you don't want, as you said earlier, people don't want to seem too desperate. They don't want to seem like they're too keen. That there is a bit of a kind of trying to gauge who you're with. Then the other people don't want to be love bombed, getting texts every minute of the day, you know. So there's all these things that people have read and heard that are red flags, and be mindful of it. It's just, I suppose, about being adult. But, you know, I think people can kind of say it in a light way. Oh, you know, my pet hate is, you know, waiting days for a reply, or I don't think your texting is really your thing or whatever. But again, weighing up, how is this person treating you beyond the texting world? That really is what matters. Like, are they showing up? Are they making an effort? Are you comfortable with them? Is it healthy?
Yeah.
You know, and that will kind of indicate more.
For such a mode of communication, which really doesn't communicate that much, we put an awful lot of thought into it. We'd put less thought into an actual phone conversation.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of the primary kind of focus of our communication in a way, you know, whether it's work, there's texts going back and forth, group texts, WhatsApp groups, parents groups, you know, it's become such a primary form of communication, but yet we haven't really been trained for it. People are taught communication skills in the workplace or in school. They might have communication, you know, guidelines, but not really texting, you know, so it's like the Wild West in a way.
Yeah. Niamh, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was that was Niamh Delmar there, the counselling psychologist. A few comments on this. Actually, quite a few comments on this. Interested in your conversation about texting. I have a very good friend who almost invariably replies to WhatsApps or messages with just an emoji. This really annoys me, as she's not really engaging. Am I right? Well, it depends what you're saying to her. If you're just sending her memes or that kind of stuff? I don't know. Maybe they don't know what to say. You see a lot of people who have the read ticks disabled. I didn't even know you could do that. So you don't know if they've read it or not because the tick marks font appears blue. What's that about? Ooh, I didn't know you could do that. That's so interesting. What does it say when a message is full of grammar mistakes and full of emojis? It means they can't spell. They're not too good at writing in the old sentences, I would think, is the main thing to take from that. Another person says, work-wise, I've realised that Generation Z do not acknowledge a question until they have the answer. I work with one and had to mentor him into acknowledging clients when an inquiry is received. He has seen the benefit of this. I now have an external consultation who I realise works this way, the not acknowledging way. I asked him if that was indeed the case and he said yes and then agreed to acknowledge that he has something in hand. I don't really know what that meant. I find you're sending Instagrams, DMs and WhatsApp messages to the same four people. It just goes round and round in circles. But that's an interesting point then. Say if it's on Instagram, do you tend to give written replies to things on Instagram or just like them have your written messages on WhatsApp or whatever? I'm constantly trying to be on my phone less. And sometimes you come back to your phone to 40 WhatsApp messages and most of them are complete nonsense back and forth. You will be glad you put it down. We need to express less constant communication. Well, of course, especially if it's in groups, you can always mute them for a while. I admit I'm terrible about getting back to friends but it is because I'm constantly busy and my head gets scrambled and I find it overwhelming to try to reply to messages. So we just end up ignoring by accident. I think that's probably quite a common thing. And someone else says, I think no reply is the reply. They don't care enough to say anything. Oh my God.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.